Well, good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Marshall. Welcome to the first.
April 1st. And April that means, what's that mean?
Another podcast, News You Can Use, because it's the first.
That's right. Let's get started.
I'd like to welcome Sherry Yates from our Monroe Frontline team to help us explain something about reverse floats, specifically a reverse float you don't know about. It's smaller than the one you know.
Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you, Randy.
So, Sherry, you won't get this unless you request it. Otherwise, you get the default reverse float gauge. But this gauge is for day tanks or tanks less than 100 gallons, and it's much more accurate. Can you explain what it is and why?
Absolutely. So we have a reverse float gauge without internal pipe that includes a short float. So this, like Randy said, provides more accuracy when you're trying to get your visual read on your level. This gauge is not shown on the website, but we do have information we can provide about it. But the float is the internal float. It's short. It's about, 4 to 5 inches tall, and it works perfectly with 500 gallons and smaller.
So the reason this is more accurate is because it's so much smaller, the float itself. It's like the size of a hockey puck, right? How much more accuracy, Sherry, does it bring?
It's going to give at least 25% more accuracy to your level. So it's definitely something I recommend.
Okay, how do you request this with Frontline or use PolyQuote, or how do you talk about this?
It's actually, if you choose the gauge that shows without internal pipe, it's going to give you the standard gauge with a larger float. But all you have to do is add S for short, F for float to the end of that part number. Now, when you're keying this, you can pull the regular gauge. So it will give you your fitting, your pipe supports, and your gate reverse gallonage tape. Or you can, to get the part numbers you need, then to actually use that part number, you would need to go under your parts tab, if it is the PolyQuote program, to key the part number with the SF at the end, and then include your fitting, your pipe supports, and your tape.
The key is to call it the small float, or SF for small float. Look for that stock number, that's typically it, and the SF on the end is how you're going to tell your frontline person, or search for it in PolyQuote, or look for it on your quote with the SF at the end. Marshall, you know, people with Apple products, they say, ask Siri. Well, it's quite common here in Monroe to hear people say, ask Sherry.
That's right. Well, thank you, Sherry.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Next, we have Jonathan Duncan, who is our field service director. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, how are you, Marshall?
Doing well. We understand that you are going to have a class, a field service class, for our distributor partners who have service technicians that need to be schooled at Poly. Give us some information, if you would.
Yeah, so we're going to have that on May 21st and 22nd. They're going to fly into the Winchester, Virginia plant. We're going to have a day and a half where they're going to learn how to install fittings properly, repair insulation, buff out scratches on tanks, things of that nature, things that the customer themselves can't take care of with confidence. We're going to let our partners send their technician to actually be able to do this and have the confidence to do it in the field for their customers.
Good. And so as we had last year, I believe we had a class in French Camp. We videotaped some of those classes, and those are on our website. You can look there and see what they'll be learning. But it's a lot more in depth than what's in the video. The video just captures the basics. So tell me a little bit about, you said you're repairing foam, installing fittings. So they need to plan to stay one night. Is there someone they can contact to sign up for this and get more information?
Yes, they can get with their frontline person, who can reach out to Nick Wood, or they can reach out to Nick Wood directly if they have his email address. Let them know that you want to be on the list. And if you can't make this list, we understand that. We're going to have some more classes as well, but this is going to be the first one for this year. And right. That would be the
go ahead. Sorry.
21st, 22nd of May.
Got it. And that's in Winchester, Virginia. Yep. And it's Nick Wood. So it's N Wood at polyprocessing.com is the email you can send to, and we'll get you signed up. And then we'll have an overview of what will be taught and all that and stuff coming out before the class. So thank you, Jonathan, for joining us.
Once again, that was May 21st through 22nd, May 21 to 22nd.
And just another note, if you email Nick Wood, again, it's nwood at polyprocessing.com, he can send you a sheet that gives you the information for the class, places to fly in, places to stay, all that will be on that sheet.
All right, now we have Brandon Harper with our engineering department.
Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you, Marshall.
Regular listeners know that we recently improved our Safe Tank leak detection box with a new big red light and other features. But now one more improvement, we have an extra set of terminals inside the box. Can you tell us what that's about and what it does for us?
Yeah, so they've added a normally open relay contact in there. So now you're able to push 120 volts down to 12 volt signals to this relay from a SCADA system, PLC, however you need to attach it. Again, like I said, it's normally open and easy connection. There'll be a easy connector wire seal on the outside. That's kind of a quick connect that will plug right into that new relay and extremely user-friendly on the customer level.
These days, many SCADA systems are powered, correct, Brandon? And so this would allow the connection to a powered SCADA system to give remote indication of the leak.
That is correct. So like you said, some of them are powered. And so if you are running a looped 120 volt through the system, this right here will go through that relay system and won't backfeed into any of the low voltage components inside the leak detection.
Now, if people need documentation for quotes or submittals, where can they get more information?
They could go to our P3 site under fittings and or downloads and then fittings and accessories there. And then it's also under the specialty tools as well.
That's right. The more of the marketing information is on our regular public website under fittings and accessories. Under accessories, if you scroll down, you'll see leak detection. You can click on that and that'll pull up a PDF packet of some information more on the marketing side. And then what Brandon was talking about is on our partner P3 site. And again, that's in downloads under fittings and accessories and also under specialty products. You could download it. It's in a Word document there.
It ships with the same booklet.
Let's talk trade shows. Trade shows that you may be doing and ways we can help you with trade shows.
Right. Well, there's two things that we want to discuss. One is the trade shows that are coming up that you're going to be participating in, whether it's with Poly or not. If you'd like us to advertise that, we have a landing page, www.polyprocessing.com. We can put your trade show on and the dates, even a booth number if you've got that, so we can advertise that for you. And secondly, we have a trade show library, and that consists of pop-up banners, obviously literature, info samples, smaller samples like small safe tanks, things like that. And that can be found, those photos can be found on our partner website, that's P3, under media. But if you need anything for a trade show, please contact me at marketing@polyprocessing.com. We'll be happy to help as much as we can. It's important for us to get that information out because people will be attending, and we want to make sure it's a success for you.
Next up, Justin Fortenberry from Monroe, Louisiana plant, our frontline lead there at the Monroe plant.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Justin, bring us up to speed about standard packages. What are they? And let's talk about some extra things you can now do with them.
Standard packages are typically what every tank is going to have. You're going to have a man-made event, automatically, but then you can have a fill, a level, and a spare, and probably an overflow on there. And that's usually what we would determine as a standard package. You can find those in PolyQuote if you have access to that, or you can go on our P3 website to our tools tab at the top, and then you can go to our standard markup tool, and it'll have our standard packages. It'll have standard drawings for each tank, and give you a pretty good rundown of what you're going to get on that tank and that size.
Now, people may forget, Justin, that on P3, under the Tools menu, there is a choice called Markup Drawings. These, even if you do not do your own quote, allow you to still put a standard package right into a completed drawing, and then it's a good starting point for customers. But if you don't like the standard packaging that we have on that tool, you can also have your own custom packages for yourself.
That's right. So each company might have different ways that they like to do things. They may decide they want a 4-inch, you know, sidewall fitting for their drain on every tank they sell, or, you know, 3-inch fill line or whatever. We can customize each package to whatever each of our distributors wants. So if it's, say, someone calls in, hey, I need my standard sulfuric acid package for 10305 info. Well, then we know exactly what that is. Their frontline rep will have saved that standard package. It'll pop up with a very accurate price since it's what they typically use. And then, they can have a quote back to them within 10 minutes instead of waiting, you know, sometimes a couple of hours before they get that back. So they can have a really quick, accurate price, you know, in real time. Say they have five different packages they use for, you know, water and then sulfuric or sodium hypo. We can have those packages set up and then also have those packages set up on a drawing so that our drafting department doesn't have to spend a ton of time putting each individual thing in there. They can just go in there and basically revise a drawing.
Yeah. So like Justin said, if you had standard drawings in there and you had predetermined locations that those fittings will always be in those locations, then that completely bypasses our drafting department and speeds up that overall lead time. Now, if you have a standard package that has a set fittings, but you wanted to move those fittings into different locations, we're now talking about drawings coming down from an hour's worth of time in the drafting area down to maybe 10 minutes.
If they have access to PolyQuote, they can go in like they're creating a regular quote, and there's a top tab that says packages. After they've created their quote that they want for that specific package, they go up there and save it, name it whatever they want to, and it'll be saved in there for them to use anytime they need it.
Do not use PolyQuote. You can still work with your frontline person. They will help set up whatever you want your custom package to be and give it a name. Then you can always refer to your package name when you call them and ask for that to be added to your quote.
Right. And also something else I'd like to add. I think that the markup tool in P3 and our standard packages could be really helpful for our distributors and their reps, especially their newer reps who might not be as familiar with our tanks. They can present these to their customers to find out exactly what they want quoted so that whenever they bring that to us and request a quote, they know exactly what's needed and they're not wasting our time or the customer's time.
Thank you, Justin. And remember, the customer buys response time, and that's what we're talking about here. So, well, next we want to talk about Poly Order Check, also polyordercheck.com. Randy, you got some information for us?
This is some big news, Marshall. The most frequently asked question that gets called into us is, where's my order? When will it ship? And is it in production? Well, now our distributors, reps, and even their customers can check the status of everything with a new website, polyordercheck.com. This is going to be a little bit in beta for the month of April, so be patient as it kind of keeps coming up the line and you can read about the updates there. So I wouldn't really tell others about it until you feel confident it's working correctly for you. And the second thing to emphasize is that this is only going to reflect orders that have been released to manufacturing, or what we call RTM. Orders that you have approved from the drawing approval, sent back approved, a couple days after that, it is in our RTM system. So you can kind of check to make sure your order has been put in after you've approved it, by making sure that it shows up on this system. But remember, only when it is approved will you start to see it show up.
And as Randy mentioned, you're going to need your account number to access those orders. That account number should be able to be found through your accounting department, through the invoices that we've sent out in the past, or push comes to shove, get a hold of your frontline personnel, and they can get you the account number so you can look those orders up. We've got one more thing to talk about before we close this out. We published a blog last week called Safer and Better Alternatives to Downpipes. And I know that everybody's hopefully read that or listened to it. Randy, you have any comments about that blog specifically?
Of course, this is a support piece to use with your customers that are wanting downpipes. We suggest why you could do it a different way and why it's much safer and better in the field. So use this as a support piece to talk people out of downpipes. Remember to find these support blog pieces. You would just go to our public website, and in the blog section, there are tag words. So click on FAQ for frequently asked questions, and you'll find this one so you can easily grab the hyperlink and email it to a customer to get their buy-in. We can still do it if you insist, but it's not the default. It can cause more time in your order being produced and a little more expense. But if pressured, we will do it. We're going to try to talk you out of it. And this is to help you with your customer. Use that blog.
Well, and with that, let's say goodbye, Randy.
And we'll see you next month on the first.
Thank you.